benefits to early weaning. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumensin. Persistent drought conditions combined with high feed prices has some cattle producers thinking about early weaning. And this Managing for Profit, Sarah Lanine, a cattle technical consultant with Elanco, shares some things producers need to consider as they're managing that early transition. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
A sick calf, a fence that needs mending, even a fluctuating market. Running a cow-calf operation comes with its own set of obstacles. But when it comes to health and management challenges, Rumensin can help. As the first ionophore approved for mature, reproducing cows, Rumensin reduces feed requirements by 5 to 10% by helping cows utilize forages more efficiently. From calves and replacement heifers to cows, adding Rumensin helps you save time and money by optimizing the productivity of your herd season after season. For nearly half a century, we've helped producers tackle the challenges they face every single day. The same challenges that made you want to get into this business, that drive you to honor what's been passed down to you through generations. And with Rumensin helping you increase productivity throughout the year, that's just one last challenge to overcome. Ask your feed supplier to help you put Rumensin to work for your operation or visit trustedbygenerations.com.
Drought conditions have created additional challenges for cattle producers this year. Sarah Lanine says it's forcing many of them to consider early weaning. She tells Brownfield there are some benefits to early weaning, but there are some considerations that need to be made as well.
Unfortunately, there's parts of the country that are in drought conditions, and so we just don't have the nutritional resources in harvested or grazed forage potentially to support the nutritional program for cow and calf. So early weaning is a really good option for people in those types of conditions, and there's some benefits and watch outs. So benefits to the cow herself is we get her away from the calf sooner, so she is able to devote more nutrients that she's consuming to her own productivity rather than to lactation. This is particularly important for young cows that are still growing themselves, so we can contribute nutrients to her growth and not be directing those towards lactation, as I mentioned.
Lanine says producers also need to consider what happens to the calf at early weaning.
Have a plan on what you're going to do with the calf if you early wean. Have a plan for grazing strategy or facilities or a sale plan. And then also have a plan specifically for health and nutrition. So work with healthcare professionals on vaccination programs, parasiticides, managing things such as coccidiosis, and then also antibiotic usage for that young calf. Try and minimize stress on the calf, so consider fence line weaning, some weaning programs that can limit stress and improve welfare on mom and calf when weaning that young. And then probably one of the most important factors for me as a nutritionist is considering that we are dealing with a different type of animal as a young wean versus a traditional age of weaning. The rumen itself is not as fully developed as a six-month-old versus a three-month-old calf, and we need to feed them as such. So if we are just going to provide them 100% forage, their rumen doesn't have the microbes or the bugs in it to actually break down that forage appropriately. So we need to feed them forage plus concentrates. So a combination of feeding the forage is great because they're used to being with forage on with mom, but we also need to stimulate that rumen by getting some concentrates in them.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumensin.